Oh, the M berry conspiracy. Yeah, apparently it's this berry that exists, and if you eat it, it makes sweet things not sweet anymore. And you say, well, why the hell would you want to do that? And I guess you can use it as maybe some sort of weight loss tool where you can eat these things, so then all those little cravings you have when you go to eat that sugary thing that you're craving, it won't taste like it normally does, and you won't want to eat it. We got some M-berry. We tried it in studio, and sure enough, it works. And I think you'll hear us talk about the conspiracy theory of why it isn't that popular. I guess the big sweetener companies have kind of stifled this in the company and its product to not get it out there because they don't want to lose any money. It's M-berry. Here it is. Justin Scott and Spiegel. Best of 2022.
About a week or so ago, Mudge comes tap dancing into the kitchen, and she's got this little packet of stuff called M-berry. It's called M-berry, and it's a little tiny tablet. It looks to be, you ever seen the Altoid minis? Very small. Mm-hmm. It's about the size of those, and the gimmick is that you put it on your tongue, you suck on this thing, and it will somehow turn off the sour food receptors on your tongue. And we tried it. We sucked on a couple of these things. You let it dissipate, and it has a very light berry flavor. And then what it'll do is it will allow you to taste sweet. I think it actually enhances sweet flavor, but it turns off the sour. So I sliced open, Josh, I sliced open a lemon and ate it like an orange. I ate this thing. It tasted like the sweetest orange. I took hot sauce, splashed it on my tongue, and it wasn't like one of those, you know, hot ones, hot sauces, but it was like a Tapatio. It was like the Offspring, their hot sauce. Couple splashes. It was like ketchup. It still burned, but it tasted like ketchup. We poured apple cider vinegar. You ever tasted apple cider vinegar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like a dad's toe. It was like apple juice.
Excuse my ignorance, and I know I'm going to be mocked. Now, what is it? I understand you're eating something spicy or hot.
Yes.
Now, what is it? This is something like an Altoid you put in your mouth?
Well, it's actually a real berry.
It's a real berry that they've concentrated down into this little meltable tablet. That's all.
Now, let's get into the conspiracy theories. 1977. A gentleman, Josh, you might have heard of by the name of Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
Believe the former Secretary of Defense,
mm-hmm.
CEO of a company called G.D. Searle. Searle was responsible for pushing aspartame through the FDA. Sweet and low at the time. There was another young entrepreneur by the name of Robert Harvey. He discovered this miracle berry, a West African berry, that it could. It was a means for eliminating sugar without the chemicals, so you could sweeten something with just this natural berry. Well, the aspartame sugar industry ain't going to let that happen. The same way that big oil was shoving down electric cars forever. Yep. How we can't have them out there in an electric car. It's going to mess with our bottom line. So through the FDA, all the Rumsfeld connections, they strong-armed them. They had the thing change, the little M-berry, change from a food to a food additive, causing them, the M-berry people, to have to go through years of rigorous, expensive testing to where they knew they'd bankrupt the M-berry company, and it never reached market.
So yeah, it says here the sweetening industry became somewhat concerned about the threat of this small red berry from West Africa. Marketing studies, kids were going crazy over the berry, popsicles, diabetics were in love with it, and it seemed that the days of refined sugar were numbered. And you imagine how much money is in the refined sugar business and the fake sweetener business. So the M-berry, which is I'm holding right here, kind of got, squashed.
It got shoved down until now. And now it's back and it's available for purchase use. It has a glycoprotein called miraculin, and it latches on to your bitter and sour taste bud receptor, preventing you from tasting sour and bitter foods. So when you eat a lemon, it tastes like lemonade. Oh. We've got them. We're going to suck them. We're going to suck them real good.
I just put it in my mouth.
Suck it.
I just put it in my mouth and
suck it.
Yeah, suck it hard.
Now, I want one. Hand me one over here. I'm going to suck this, too.
What are we going to eat?
I have a variety of foods. Joe, what do we have here today for us to try after Paul's sports?
Okay, we got a couple different varieties of hot sauce. I think we have some milder hot sauces and some habanero hot sauces. A little spicier.
Oh, this is awful.
We got some limes.
There we go.
We have a couple other things, a couple wild cards I threw in there.
It's like a terrible Altoid.
Oh, I mean, this is terrible.
But it's all natural.
It's not that bad.
It gets sweeter as you go. Now, keep in mind, by the way, fellas, the hot sauce, it will still burn. It just tastes different. You'll be confused.
Well, I might not do the hot sauce.
I'm going to splash it. You say you have some wild cards?
Yeah, I got some fun stuff in there.
Okay. So we're going to keep on sucking it. And then when we get done sucking, afterwards, we're going to try a couple of things. We're going to try some hot sauces. I think the citrus, Josh, you're going to make it.
I don't like it.
You got it. Keep on sucking, pal.
Bad.
You got it. All right. We're going to continue to suck on these things. And afterwards, we're going to try some limes, some hot sauces. You got it, buddy. Hey, trust me. It's worth the suck. And then, we'll see how we react to the Miracle M Berry. Yeah, we sucked it good. The M Berry supplement sugar tablet thing.
I don't want to be dramatic, but
my stomach feels a little off.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel great.
I'm kind of sweating, and I'm a little hot. I don't know what's going on here.
That's menopause, Josh.
It says here in the pamphlet that comes in the box, M Berry, the new indulgence. Oh. M-Berry, an Arizona-based company, offers a revolutionary new taste sensation through a line of all-natural Miracle Berry products. M-Berry contains no sugar or additives and is 100% naturally occurring phenomenon. Turns sour, acidic, and bitter flavors sweet. Lemons become sweet lemonade. Apple cider vinegar assumes the flavor of apple juice. Strawberries transformed into powdered sugar. It is made from the finest selection of Miracle Berries. M-Berry elevates your taste experience to a level of unparalleled sweetness.
So Misha is getting her best waitress on right now and is sort of walking around the studio. She's got spoons of hot sauce.
Okay.
She's got some...
I just need a lime.
Wedges of lime.
I just need a lime.
Sorry, I'm just supposed to take one.
God, I'm so stupid.
There you go. You are sometimes.
Let's get Scott a lime.
Just throw me a lime.
Yeah, start with them. I'll
toss him a lime. Here we are.
All know what a lime tastes like. It's all very sour.
So
right?
Let's go ahead and let's all cheers. We're going to suck on a lime.
Very
cheers. There you go. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh! My hat.
Whoa.
Is that weird?
I just take it raw.
It was a little sour in the beginning.
Just bite him.
Do I just take it raw?
Yeah, just
take
eat
it raw.
It.
Take
it
raw.
It's like limeade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of tastes like an orange.
It tastes like an orange. It's not
Whoa.
Like the sourness isn't there, but tell me it doesn't knock it by like three quarters. Is that not weird?
Mind blown.
And I was making margs with these the other night. These things are as bitter as my ex. Oh, there he goes. He's squeezing it right into his mouth. All right. Now, we also have, I believe, we have apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, you're going to be a shot of that.
Sweating like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Here we go. Apple cider vinegar.
I know I'm going to vomit later.
Apple cider vinegar.
Uh-huh. I just want to do a shot.
I know what that, very familiar with
here
that.
Here we go. A little apple cider vinegar. This is also good for your digestion.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, it smells. It's still, the M-Berry doesn't hit the nose.
Okay, so it still smells.
There we go. Bottoms up.
Whoa.
Is that not weird?
It's not very good, but how does this...
Okay, I get all of it.
It's sorcery.
But what does this have to do with, like, weight loss or, like, cutting back on sugar?
We kind of botched this.
So you don't need...
If you had something sweet, it makes sweet stuff sweeter. So you could use a quarter of the sugar, and it tastes like it's full sugar. So this covers the sour receptors making lightly sweet
stuff. Or
maybe
you can have something that doesn't have a lot of sugar and it'll scratch the itch because you feel like you're getting full sugar.
I need something sweet. Joe, give me your lips.
I don't feel well.
All right. Now, I got a tablespoon of hot sauce here if any of you guys want to. What's this here, Misha?
That's
here.
Syrup.
This is syrup.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Misha.
Okay, so sweet.
Here we
and now
go.
This is going to be like super.
This
super
is super sweet.
Sweet.
Here we go. This is a teaspoon of maple syrup. Josh, would you care for one?
No, thank you.
All right, here
we go. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Whoa. That's
Ooh.
Way sweeter.
Ooh, that's
I'm good.
It made like maple syrup unenjoyable.
It made maple syrup too maple syrupy.
Oh,
it's so sweet.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't try anything sweet the last time I did it.
Here, take a sip of this.
Oh, my God. Let me taste this. What am I drinking?
That's a Celsius energy drink.
Now, I know exactly what these taste
like. Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be, it's like way sweeter.
Oh, it's so much sweeter. Oh, my God. It tastes like soda. It tastes like full-flavored soda. Take a pull on that. It's so much sweeter. Oh!
Wow. M-berry. Yeah, I don't know. I did get a text saying that they looked it up on Amazon. It's very expensive.
Yeah, they're not cheap. I mean, each one of these packets, I think we got two packets. Each one was like $9.